السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 11th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Mutaffifin and verses 15 to 21. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, those people who are sane and mature, and they passed away and died on kufr and blasphemy, on shirk and polytheism, idol worship, or on nifaq and hypocrisy, paying lip service only to Islam, the heart and the inner recesses of the heart were devoid of iman and faith and conviction, so verily such people, their book of deeds, and that person himself, lafi sijjin, they will be in the lowest dungeon and prison. Sijjin means of prison and jail, so yes, sijjin is mentioned. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. What will make you understand? What is that prison and dungeon? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. It's where everything is recorded and written. And these are the people in reality. وَيْلُوِي يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe, destruction, or a valley in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Allah protect us, Allahumma jirna min an-nar. We should be reading many a time, 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib is Sunnah, as mentioned in Abu Dawood. وَيْلُوِي يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. To those people on that day who denied and rejected the day of retribution, the day of judgment, the day of justice. And Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. They continued rejecting the day of justice. And who will reject it? كُلُّ مُؤْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. Those people who went beyond the limits and boundaries. And أَثِيمٍ is hyperbole, مُبَالَغَة. They are big sinners committing major crimes and habitually. Mistakes, sins we all commit, but this is habitually they are doing this. إِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. They are those people that when the Quran Sharif is read to them, they say these are ancient fables, ancient stories, old narratives. Allah forbid they would make a mockery of the Quran Sharif, the message and the messenger, Allah forbid. Nadhr bin Haris and them who died as kuffar, they would travel here and there. They would bring certain books and say, come here, we got more entertaining material for you compared to what he, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reciting to you. They would not use all these honorary titles that I'm using. They would try and distract the people away from Islam, from the message and the messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, says, Kalla, nay, never ever. Nothing can be better and superior and greater than the noble Quran. The noble Quran, the honorable Quran, the glorious Quran was, is, will always be Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. For that, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was whooped and lashed, and then he earned the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and he told his tormentors and persecutors, Baini wa Bainakum Yawm al Janaza, you will see what will happen on the day of my janaza. 800,000 people attended his janaza salat approximately. 20,000 Jews, Christians, non-Muslims embraced Islam. Karamatan lihadal Imam al Jalil ba'da wafati. This is Allah giving honor to this Imam, and who stood firm like a rock even after post-death. That is karamat. So he said that this is Allah's direct speech. Remember that it was, it is, it will always be, it's eternal and perpetual. But these people, they are jealous, they are envious. So now they wanted to divert the attention of people away from the message and the messenger, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala says, nay, bal, but. After that you pause, you read it like this. Kalla bal. رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. You call it sakta. Sakta means you pause, and without breaking your breath, you continue. Even in Surah Yasin, you're supposed to be reading Surah Yasin daily, either in the morning, early part, or either at night time. Both times is encouraged in the hadith. مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ يَاسِين فِي صَدْرِ النَّهَارِ قُضِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, so his needs will be fulfilled with the grace and mercy of Allah. The hadith is mentioned, remember, in Darimi. And you see Imam Malik rahimahullah in his Muatta, he mentioned about Surah Yasin at night after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recited Surah Yasin at night and solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, ibtigha'a wajhillah, then ghufira lahu, then that person will be forgiven. So that is there. Now see, I'm reading for you Surah Yasin, the one verse here. Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and verse 52. Just to explain to you. Qalu, night's Qiyamah day, right? So the people will be resurrected. Wherever they are, they're buried in the land, sand, or their bodies are in the ocean, or in the dam, river, bodies were not retrieved, or like non-Muslims, they were cremated, or whatever. So now they are all coming up, they're all being resurrected. Qalu, ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. You see, after that, مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. You stop, you pause, and without breaking your breath, you continue. But if you are sickly and old and that, and you break your breath, then it's permissible. It's not haram or something. But I just want to explain to you what is the meaning of that sakta. So here also, that was Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 52. Now we carry on with today's lesson. Rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. That when a servant commits a crime, a sin, nukitat nuktatun sawda, a dark spot and a dark dot comes on his heart. And then when he continues, it saturates and covers the whole heart. And that is rain. Rain is the masdar, is the verbal noun. Rana is the verb in the past tense. So hearts have become corrupted and corroded and rusted with vices, so no truth will go and enter there. So that is where we did till yesterday. Today's lesson, Surah Mutaffifin, chapter 83, verses number 15 to verse 21 in today's lesson. Kalla, nay, never ever. Kalimatu Zajrin, Allah Ta'ala is rebuking them, reprimanding them. إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. These non-Muslims on that day, the day of justice, لمحجوبون, they will be barred, they will be prevented from seeing Almighty Allah. We saw towns, we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw continents, so much of makhluk and creation we saw. But as time progresses, now we want to see our Khaliq, our Malik, our beloved Creator. And read the dua now with me, mentioned in Mustana Ahmad. اللهم إنا نسألك اللهم إنا نسألك. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of thee, we beg of you, O Almighty Allah, لذة النظر, we beg of you, O Allah, that we have the pleasure of seeing إلى وجهك الكريم, إلى وجهك الكريم, we have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance. We want to see you, O Allah. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mainstream Muslim, we believe in it. It will happen and occur on the day of justice and in Jannah also. هُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. That the faces will be seeing Almighty Allah. They will be vibrant, they will be shining, glittering when they see Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Chapter 75, Surah Qiyamah, and verse number 22-23. So remember, people are settled in Jannah. Whatever they desire, Allah will give them. Allah will then speak to them directly. Azidukum shay'a. Do you want, I must give you one more bonus? Ya Allah, what more? Everything we just ask, we request, same time, immediately, instantly, Allah says, no, there is one more. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةٌ. What is that bonus, O Allah? فَكُشِفَ الْحِجَابُ and فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابُ, and all the veils and curtains are removed, and you see Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. That will bring such joy, ecstasy, delight, and, you know, such happiness to the people of Jannah. Some will see Allah every day. Some will see every second, third day. Minimum, they will see Allah once a week on a Friday, because Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. So go open all these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, and so forth. But the non-Muslim in Jahannam, and then adding into his humiliation and disgrace, Allah says, I don't want to see you, and you are barred from seeing me. So this will add to their regret and their remorse. Therefore, when a lady is in parda, you call her mahjuba. She has covered her face, covered her body, and wore the niqab, hijab. See, hijab is a barrier. So you who wore it, you mahjub. So that is why it's called mahjubun. Now they deprive, now what happens? Thumma, subsequently. Innahum laswalul jahim. Then they are admitted and entered into Jahannam and the hellfire. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter is told to them. يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the day. The day which you were denying, you were refuting, you were rejecting. You said it's not scientifically proven. You said seeing is believing, believing is seeing. Therefore, to believe in the day of justice, the day of judgment, is an article of faith and compulsory. And logically also you require it. Why? People do good deeds, but nobody knows about it. This morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you woke up and you made tasbih, you read some tahajjud salat, and you cried and you begged and petitioned Allah. Your husband, children also do not know about it. Your wife and your children don't even know. Allah knows, and that is why you will be rewarded, provided that we die with iman. People to me today commit the perfect crime. They glorify it. They write books about it. They make movies out of it. Obviously, movies are not permissible in Islam. But I'm explaining to you what is happening in the world. Then this person gets away with impunity. He becomes a hero in certain circles. What a crime he pulled off. What a heist he pulled off from the bank, from the vault and the safe and so forth. So imagine big crooks become heroes, Allah forbid. So therefore, court, they have to pay for their crime. So that is why logically also you require the day of justice, the day of judgment. So they will be told, this is the day, kuntum bihi tukadhibun, you rejected it. Now one side, the people are going to Sijin, the lowest prison and the dungeon. Now what about the people who are saying mature, who are entering Jannah and Paradise? What about them? Almighty Allah speaks of them. What about the children who are minors? Before they reach the age of maturity, puberty, they passed away. All of them. Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary also will go to Jannah if they are minors. And before Bulugh, before becoming mature, obtaining the age of puberty. That is the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Kalla, nay, never ever. Inna kitab al abrari lafi illiyin. That verily, the books of the pious, the book of the righteous people, abrar is the plural of barrun. You say the person is barr. But remember that the masdar, the verbal noun, you will say bir, that is piety. So you must always draw a distinction, that is the richness, glory, beauty of the Arabic language. Barr refers to the person and bir refers to the noun. And from there all the verbs are derived. So we need to draw that distinction. People today name the masjid Masjidul Abrar, the masjid for the pious people, the righteous people. Very good name. Inna kitab al abrar lafi illiyin, the recordings, the book of deeds of the righteous people and the ones who got, you understand, piety. So will be where? Lafi illiyin. The non-Muslims were right at the bottom. Lafi illiyin will be a high, exalted places, very high. Allah Jalla Wala loves Habibullah, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most in the entire universe in creation. So what Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ, what will make you understand? Oh Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is Illiyun? Study the Quran Sharif, consistently you will find. I give you examples. الْقَارِئَةُ مَا الْقَارِئَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِئَةُ. You see, wherever Almighty Allah posed the question, and what will make you understand what is قَارِئَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. So whenever Almighty Allah posed this question, then Almighty Allah answers it. Why, and what will make you understand, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is Laylatul Qadr? The night of majesty, the night of destiny. Lay answer. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. That it is better, superior, greater than 1,000 months. Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah. So in the ending, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answers and says, what is this Qari'ah? This calamity, this disaster, this catastrophe. And Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَا, what will make you understand what really it is? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ, and it is the blazing fire, it is the inferno. So then Almighty Allah answers. So wherever in the Quran, الْحَاقَةُ مَالْحَاقَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَةُ, so Allah speaks, the truth will come to you. What is the truth? On the day of justice, those people who passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah is pleased with them. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا وَمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهُ. Your son just wrote examination in the madrasa, in the school, in the college, varsity. Now they're waiting. There are results and they're anxious. So Allah says, these are the final results. If you receive the book of deeds in your right hand, then you are successful. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, those are the Maiman people. Maiman don't mean you speak Maimani language. It means you receive the book of deeds in the right hand. So read now. اللَّهُمَّ يَمِّنْ كِتَابِي, O Almighty Allah, give me my report, my book of deeds in my right hand. We want to make dua for our beloved parents, our spouses, our children, our siblings. اللَّهُمَّ يَمِّنْ كُتُبَنَا. So Allah is speaking about haqqa. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهْ. When the person is given the book of deeds in the left hand, or behind his back, وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, he will say, how I wish I never even received this book of deeds. I didn't receive my report. What a terrible report. F, right through. Fail. And now, مَا أَغْنَى أَنِّي مَالِيَهْ. All the wealth I have assembled, accumulated, is not beneficial. All the post I have in power, authority ahead, halaka anni sultaniya. So all that he will be stripped of, that will be removed. Khudu faghullu. Then take him, O angels, and shackle him up. And then khudu faghullu thumma al-jahim aswallu. And then you admit him and you cast him, throw him straight into Jahannam. So al-haqatu mal-haqa. Read Quran Sharif. But when Almighty Allah uses it in the present tense and future tense, then Allah does not give us the answer. When Allah speaks about Qiyamah, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَأَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, يُدْرِيكَ. Adra is past tense. Yudri is future tense. So when Allah speaks about the day of Qiyamah, then yas'aluka an-nasu an is-sa'a. People come, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will the day of justice, the day of judgment occur? Qul, say you, ya Rasulullah, ya Habiballah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama lil-hasr wal-qasr. The knowledge of it is only, solely, exclusively ilmuha, is the knowledge of the sa'a, and the ha, the pronoun, goes back to the sa'a, indallah, is only by Almighty Allah. Wa ma yudrika, what will make you understand in future, la'alla sa'ata takunu qariba, that perhaps the day of Qiyamah is nearer than what you imagine and thinking. Surah 33, verse number 63. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us so many lessons. So come back to today's lesson. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ. What will make you understand? This is istifham للتشويق. Allah Jalla Wala is arousing the interest in the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You, just to give our puny little brains an example, you are parents, grandparents, your son, your daughter, your grandchild now is walking, talking, 2 years old, 3 years old. You want to catch them, embrace them, kiss them, play with them, but they run away. So you know children, grandchildren, so you say, see, you close your fist. See, I got money for you. I got sweetie for you. See what I got for you. Then they come running to you, and then you grab them, you kiss them, because you love them. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most mahbub and beloved to Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. Therefore Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most praised, and Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I praise Allah the most. So remember this. So Almighty Allah uses these words to elevate the rank and status of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kitabum marqum, it is a book, everything is recorded and written. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, and those who are the nearest, they will bear testimony, they will bear witness, they will see it and observe it. See, just to give us another example for our puny little brains, you have the prime minister, you have the president, you have the king, the ruler, then there he has ministers, he has deputy ministers, but inside that circle, there is a small group that are called the caucus. They are the special people of the prime minister, of the president, the king. So yeah, Almighty Allah states that, remember, these people will enter Jannah. And who will bear testimony? Who will bear witness? Those who are the nearest and nearest to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So they are the ones who bear testimony. So we must cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Oh Almighty Allah, for our marhumin, our beloved parents, siblings, children, whoever passed away. Don't ask Allah only for Jannah. Say, Allahumma rzuqhum Jannat al-Firdaus. Oh Allah, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. If you want another word, Allahumma rzuqhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. A lady came, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My son went with you in the battlefield. You came back, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My son did not come back. Please tell me, where is he? I want to know, then I will have some solace, a mother's love. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the mother of the son who became shaheed and martyr. O Ummah, O mother, your beloved son is filled janfi jannatil firdausil a'ala, not only in Jannah, but the apex and the pinnacle of Jannah. How elated, delighted the mother felt. This is not me, not you. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving her the information. Go open Mustadda Ahmad, Mustadda Hakim. You will find all these type of ahadith there. So the lessons we must learn to beg Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, for ourselves and our marhumin. Allahumma ajalna minhum. May Almighty Allah make us from them. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.